Hola, mujer radiante. Estamos ya en la perla número 3. ¡Bien! Cada vez más cerca de ese momento de encontrar esa nueva yo. Creando espacio, creando amor, creando un nuevo lenguaje dentro de ti. Muy bien, estamos entonces en esta hoja de ruta y vamos a entrar en nuestra perla EFT. ¿Qué quiere decir? Bueno, te cuento que vas a descubrir qué es exactamente, cómo te ayuda, es decir, cómo te libera y cómo la puedes utilizar. ¿Estás preparada? Sí. Yes. La técnica EFT. Bueno, te cuento. Es una técnica de acupresión que te ayuda a liberar miedos, a liberar emociones. Y me encanta. A serenar tu conversación interior. Es una técnica preciosa que he tenido la oportunidad de practicar desde hace 2 años y que utiliza los movimientos de tu mano para hacer una secuencia de movimientos. Te voy a dejar un vídeo que te explica cómo lo hace Luis L. Hay. Es prácticamente una herramienta que puedes utilizar en cualquier momento de tu día. Puedes hacerlo antes de ir a dormir y te da realmente, es como si liberara mucho peso y facilitara el que tuvieras un mejor descanso. Yo la he utilizado cuando he tenido conversaciones importantes. Antes de tenerla, quiero prepararme. Cuando he dado clases en la universidad, quiero estar tranquila y estar completamente centrada en mi confianza. Cuando he tenido algún rato malo y entonces he necesitado darme un poquito de amor a mí misma, me he puesto allí. Cuando he querido publicar algo y he sentido muchísima crítica interior, entonces hago mi técnica de liberación emocional. Cuando necesito energía para un día que es importante, en donde voy a presentar un proyecto, cuando me doy cuenta que alguna de mis lunitas, mi esposo, tal, necesita más apoyo del que yo en este momento tengo la posibilidad de darles, pues me recargo a través de mi EFT, es la manera como se pronuncia en inglés, técnica de liberación emocional, y cómo a través de estos movimientos. Repitiendo, me amo, me acepto por completo, de manera profunda e incondicional. Más aquello que quiera trabajar en cada momento. Bueno, nos permite nombrar aquello que realmente nos está doliendo. Ese miedo, esa queja, ese estrés, esa tensión. Nos permite liberar emociones, porque en la medida en que tú vas poniendo tu atención en los movimientos y en el diálogo interior, vas teniendo la oportunidad de dejarlo salir para que no se quede más dentro de ti. Y nos ayuda a serenar esa conversación interior. Me gusta muchísimo que puedes hacerlo sola, puedes hacerlo con otras personas. Yo la verdad siempre lo he hecho sola, excepto cuando he tenido la oportunidad de ver vídeos, ellos lo están haciendo y entonces yo también. Te la dejo aquí por una poderosa razón. Funciona. Puedes hacerlo sola y es útil para aplicarlo en diferentes circunstancias. Ya te he dicho que yo lo he utilizado en cosas muy chiquititas hasta cosas realmente significativas en mi vida. Esta técnica básicamente te dice, aunque tengo miedo de hablar en público, por completo, profundamente, me amo y me acepto a mí misma. Te vas a dar cuenta que en internet vas a encontrar muchos ejemplos de cómo lo puedes aplicar a perder peso, a encontrar un trabajo, a manifestar el amor, a quererte más a ti misma, a incluso mejorar algún dolor que tienes en tu cuerpo, a descansar como con mayor profundidad, tanto como la imaginación. Te alcance, hay personas que están facilitando ejemplos de cómo funciona la técnica de liberación emocional. Pero básicamente es, me gusta muchísimo, me amo, me acepto profunda y completamente. Cuando yo digo me acepto profunda y completamente, es como si toda mi alma se acariciara. Siento que todos los rinconcitos de hasta mis pies están allí incluidos. Todas las partes de mi cuerpo, mi pasado, mi presente, mi futuro. La manera como creamos nuestro futuro es reescribiendo quiénes somos y el pasado que hemos tenido. La manera como resignificamos esa historia que honramos porque ha sido la nuestra y cómo hoy elegimos dejar aquellas cosas que nutren nuestra alma y liberarnos de aquellas tantas que ya han cumplido su ciclo, nos han dejado su aprendizaje y universo, ya no quiero más experiencias similares. Bueno, la técnica de liberación emocional es absolutamente eficaz. Aquí he querido traerte a Luis L. Hay, persona que me inspira, me da alas, me llena de ternura. Ella hace un ejemplo de cómo la podemos utilizar que para mí ha sido muy revitalizador. Me encanta esa palabra, me encanta porque es lo que yo durante muchos años de estar en modo dar excesivo y sobreexigirme en abundancia, no sentía. Entonces ahora cada vez que busco prácticas que realmente funcionen y a las que te pueda compartir, busco que tengan esa función que me revitalice. Ya vas a ver, quiero por favor que me cuentes aquí cómo lo sientes. Hagamos tú y yo el ejemplo que nos pone Luis L. Hay y te pido por favor que esta noche antes de dormir lo pruebes. Ya me dirás qué tal descanso vas a tener. Te dejo aquí con este vídeo.
Now I know you've been doing a little tapping. You know some about tapping. You're a newbie with tapping. Did you think it was as weird as I thought it was when I first found it?
No, I didn't think it was weird. I thought it was delightful. I said, something this simple and easy could really work? That's great.
Right, after so many things that are so challenging for us. Do you remember what your first experience was with tapping? Was it Cheryl sharing it with your show, Richardson?
Yes. And we did a big tapping on the last session that we had, that we spoke together. I got myself in a little trouble, and so she pulled me out of it. She said, let's tap, and the whole audience tapped with us.
Beautiful,
it was
beautiful.
Wonderful.
You know, one of the things that I love about tapping is that we're taking a look at what's going on in our lives, and we're taking a hard look, which is a lot of the same thing that happens in your book. Now, we take a look at what's going on, and we tap on what's called the negative, or I like to call the truth, right? Mm-hmm. It's what's going on.
So what is happening.
What is happening right then.
Yes.
So if your back hurts, it's mm-hmm. what's happening. If you're angry, it's what's happening. I get a lot of pushback from people who say, I'm scared to go look at that. I'd rather just do affirmations right away, and I want to be positive. Mm-hmm. And of course, I know you believe more than anybody in the world about being positive, but why is it important to take a look at what's happening?
I think, well, if you're going to clean a house, you have to see the dirt.
Mm.
You know, if you're going to clean a turkey pan, if you're going to do the dishes, you have to see the dirt that you're cleaning. And then when you do that, then you can do lots of good affirmations.
Mm. And why do you think people are scared to look at the dirt?
I can't speak for others.
Have you ever been scared of looking at the dirt?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I think we all are. I mean, one of the things that I say about tapping is that it works so well and so fast, but it requires a degree of honesty and truth and really taking a look at, you know, it's oftentimes easier to do the other things in our lives that are important, like exercising and drinking green juice. And I mean, you do that, I do that, but that's actually easier to do than it is to say,
yes.
Do I finally forgive my mother or father?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I finally, am I gonna let go of the anger
or
that
do
I have?
Do I admit that I was part of it, you know?
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Tell me a little more. You've done a little bit of tapping with Cheryl. We did a little bit of tapping
mm-hmm.
on some neck pain and
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. Why do you think it works? What's your understanding of what's going on with it?
Well, you're touching the body, so you're obviously touching the right places, mm. the meridians, which is sending one signal to your body.
Mm.
And then you're doing it in a positive manner that sends another signal to the mind, and somehow it works, and I haven't a clue.
Well, I'm right.
But I don't have to know.
I know, I know. I'm right with you. I just finished a book for Hay House
mm-hmm.
that that's come being published in
called?
April. It's called The Tapping Solution.
Okay.
You know, it's not as pretty as this, but it's a good-looking book. You
well,
know,
no.
So,
you talk
and
to Reed, we might make it prettier.
You think this fancy and pretty? We'll see. in the book, you know, for the book, I've spent the last 10 years using tapping and not knowing exactly what works, some different theories. And in the book, I've done a lot more research to find out what's the real science behind it. Mm-hmm. Not because we necessarily need it. You and I are kind of like, we'll do whatever. But there's a certain population.
I follow my inner dig.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a certain population that wants to know what's the Western science. And the latest research is pointing to the fact that when we're doing this tapping on these meridian points, we're sending a calming signal to the amygdala, which is that fight or flight response center in the brain. Mm-hmm. And as you well know, a lot of what we deal with on a daily basis is that stress response, mm-hmm. you know, that fight or flight response. There's something that's coming up. Fear. A lot of the work that you teach talks about, you know, you can hear your life going back in the past mm-hmm. and thinking about your parents and your childhood and the things mm-hmm. you haven't let go of. Why is it so important to do that in our work? A lot of people say, I don't want to look at the past. My childhood was miserable, and I never want to think about it again.
Well, then it's very important that you start forgiving. Mm. Because forgiveness sort of wipes the slate clean so that other things can come in.
Yeah. Well, the tapping setup phrase, right, is even though I have whatever the problem is, I love and forgive myself. I accept myself.
I love and adore myself, or I love and approve of myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right off the...
That's, to me, like the mirror work that I do, or have people do also, is to look in the mirror and look into your own eyes and start with something really simple but difficult, like, I love you. Yeah. I really, really love you. And most people can't do that at all because it's just too painful.
Yeah.
They have all these messages back here that says you're no good and you can't be, and besides, your makeup isn't on right, or you forgot to shave today or something.
Yeah.
You know. But once you can do that, if you do it over and over again for a while, it's like you connect on a different level with that inner child who's been waiting for years and years and years for you to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And something happens, and I couldn't tell you what it is. But I have learned that the people who do their affirmations in front of a mirror make much quicker progress than other people.
It
pushes through.
Yeah. And what I can see, if, you know, it brings up so much stuff, and what people can do when they do that mirror work, if something specific comes up, like I'm not good enough about this, they can, after they're done doing their work, they can go and tap on those issues. So sort of combine both together. You do the mirror work, it brings up the things that are bubbling. Or maybe you can even tap in front of the mirror. Maybe that'll be the next innovation, to tap and say affirmations in front of the mirror. You know?
Yes.
So do you want to do a little tapping?
Sure.
You know, for the crowd? So I know we did a little, you had a little neck pain the last couple of days, so we did some tapping.
It's better, but we could always do a little more on that.
So how deep do you want to go?
Well, how deep do you want to take me?
So let's, for people who weren't with us privately the last couple of sessions, let's talk about the neck pain and what was going on and our conversation. It started as some spasms?
Yes, it started as some spasms that wouldn't go away.
Okay.
And I was feeling tremendous pressure back here and on my neck. And I realized that this went back to a time when I was 5 years old and my stepfather used to hold my head underwater and he had his thumb in that particular place.
Yeah.
And my thought was, for some reason, it's time for me to let this go.
Yeah.
And the thing is how to find out how to do it, because I wasn't doing very well on it.
Yeah.
I was just pounding away at myself.
Yeah.
That's been a pattern of mine for a long time. Just before I break through to something really wonderful, it's like I do something in my body.
To clean up.
To clean up, or maybe just to punish myself one more time. I haven't figured that quite out. But, you know, at 86, I'm still willing to go for it.
Oh, honey. Beautiful. Well, tell me, so you said... Yes. To punish yourself one more time. What does that mean to you?
Well, as a child, I was punished so much. It was like a way of life for me, and was one after another. And when I first entered the metaphysical world, I discovered that every single time I did something nice for myself, I would hurt my body.
Mm.
It was like I wasn't allowed to have that goodness.
Yeah.
And I had to do a lot of work on dissolving that. You know, some problems are more sticky than others.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm sure it's really reassuring for people around the world to hear that Louise Hay, the queen of affirmations, sold 50 million copies of her book, is still doing her work.
Absolutely. Right? Yes,
I think that's important, because we do have a tendency in in the society to just want to be fixed, right?
Yes,
to
have, and that's
and that's it. When I get over this problem, this will be it. I'll never have to deal with anything again.
Well, you know, a lot of us just want to stop when we hit a safe place.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a bit of money, you've got some nice friends, you have a good house to live in, you're okay, you know, and you think, all right, that's fine. I'm not going to touch anything else. But I have watched me and how life works for me is that when I get to a really good level, then it's like, okay, now we're going to deal with this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's another thing. Yeah. And I've learned to just say, okay, what do I do?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, instead of leave me alone, don't talk to me about that.
Yeah. So the neck pain, they're spasms, so it doesn't hurt right now.
Not
right?
this moment.
Okay.
No. Not since you walked in the door this morning.
Which I'm glad it doesn't hurt.
Your magic presence.
I don't know about that. I'm glad it doesn't hurt. It's always easier to tap when we can see a difference. But let's tune into some of, and we did a little bit of tapping on what happened when you were 5 years old. When you think of that memory now, how do you feel? What comes up for you?
Well, it isn't as strong as it was.
Okay. So you feel like
we dropped like 50% in that tapping. So that was good.
Okay.
And I've done a little by myself, but it's not the same thing as working with a real pro. Well,
thank you. Okay, so why don't we go back to, and let's just, we'll both take, close our eyes and just sort of connect. We'll ignore everybody else out there and we'll close our eyes and just, and I want you to just.
They can connect with us.
Exactly.
Too.
I want you to think back to that memory, if it feels safe to do so. And how do you see that memory now? Is it, do you feel tension in your body? Is it a picture you see? Is it just something you remember?
Well, it's a feeling.
It's a feeling.
It's a feeling.
Okay. And what's the feeling?
Well, it's a feeling of fear. It's not the terror that it was, but it's still there because, you know, the child is very helpless in that point.
Yeah.
And can't really do anything to get out of it. It's a trapped situation.
And where do you feel that fear in your body?
Oh, in here.
Okay.
Very much.
And how strong is it, 0 to 10?
Five.
Five, okay. And before, when we tapped before, it was much higher, so it's gone down. Okay. So why don't we do some tapping and we'll to move that fear. So tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I have this fear in my body.
Even though I have this fear in my body.
From what happened with my stepfather.
What happened with my stepfather many years ago.
So many years ago. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept and love myself.
Even though I'm still carrying this fear in my body.
Even though I'm still carrying this fear in my body.
From what happened with my stepfather.
From what happened with my stepfather.
I choose to release it now.
I choose to release it now.
Even though my body doesn't want to let go of this fear.
Even though my body does not want to let go of this fear.
It's had it for so long.
It's had it for so long.
And it needs it to stay safe.
And it needs it to feel safe.
I choose to release it all now.
I choose to release it all now.
Okay, now let's go tapping through the points. The eyebrow point, this fear in my body.
This fear in my body.
Side of the eye, all this fear.
All this fear.
Under the eye, this fear about what happened.
This fear about what happened.
Under the nose, it was so scary.
It was so scary.
Under the mouth, I felt so much fear.
I felt so much fear.
Collarbone, I was only 5 years old.
I was only 5 years old.
Under the arm, and I didn't really know what was happening.
And I didn't really know what was happening or what to do.
Or what to do. Top of the head, I didn't know what to do.
I did not know what to do.
Eyebrow, the time has passed.
The time has passed.
Side of the eye, I am safe now.
I am safe now.
Under the eye, and I choose to let this fear go.
And I choose to let this fear go.
Under the nose, it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Under the mouth, it's time to let it go.
It's time to let it go.
Collarbone, letting it all go.
Letting it all go.
Under the arm, letting it go now.
Letting it go now.
Top of the head, letting it all go now.
Letting it all go now.
Take a deep breath. And as always, we tune back in. So tune back into that feeling in your chest and shoulders and see if it's shifted at all.
It has shifted, yes.
So is it a five before? Where would you say it is now?
Two.
Two, okay. A dinky little two. And then did anything come up for you as we were doing that tapping? Any other memories or any other feelings?
I don't know.
Nothing new. Okay, that's right. We're just looking to see. And was the memory very present for you when we were doing the tapping?
It was dissolving.
Okay. So let's do this, because it's only a two, and I feel like we can positive affirmation it out.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you to lead the way, because I can't lead the queen of affirmations and positive affirmations. So let's start tapping on the side of the hand, and okay. You just give me a positive affirmation. What do you if you were talking to someone else and they mm-hmm. said, "Well, I had this trauma mm-hmm. when I was 5 years old, and mm-hmm. I felt so much terror." Mm-hmm. What would be the positive affirmation for
that? Okay, all right. You know, you have an angel. We all have angels, and you have a special angel that is your own. And in spite of all that you have gone through, this angel has taken care of you and protected you all your life. And you can call on this angel now to help dissolve the rest of this issue.
Mm-hmm. Go to the eyebrow point.
The rest of this issue of pain and fear, this issue of being terrorized by life, this issue of being helpless and not being able to have anybody take care of you, feeling all alone and frightened. But you have an angel now, and you know this angel is here. And this angel can cure. This angel is with you. This angel will protect you for the rest of your life. It will dissolve any issues that you've been through. It's time for you to be free now. You can run and dance and play and be who you were meant to be. Be who you were born to be. You are safe now. It's safe to feel safe. It's safe to be safe. It's safe to let go. There's a great freedom and a great love surrounds you. And all is truly well in your life now. And so it is.
And so it is.
Oh, that was interesting.
That was beautiful.
I didn't know where that came from.
If you weren't tapping along with us, I highly suggest you rewind the video and do that tapping, because that is really special to yes, have that from you. Yes, yes. So let's tune back in to your body. Tune back into that fear and see if anything's left.
Oh, I think it's pretty much gone.
Yeah.
Thank you, kind sir.
Oh, thank you.
See, you activated it. But we also have it within us yeah. to do it.
Well, that's one of the things that I love about tapping, that I try to impress on people all the mm-hmm. time. You know, people get caught up in the language. You know, I don't. Mm-hmm. You say it so eloquently. What do I say? Just mm-hmm. connecting to the feeling and mm-hmm. just speaking our truth, speaking what's going
First
on.
First of all, talk about what's bothering you,
yeah.
what the issue is, and then start putting in how you would like it to be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. How do you want to feel when it's through, the tapping session
yeah.
is through?
Yeah. And you can tap and visualize, you know, you can really connect it with anything. I mean, what we're always doing is just calming the body, and you can feel the difference. It's just, you know, it's like taking a deep breath and feeling a meditative space. The tapping just really balances the body and the meridians and makes it so, to me, it's almost like the affirmations just go in even deeper, you know, when you do the tapping
yes.
with it.
And we can say to ourselves, you know, I can do it. Mm. I can do this. It's not just Nick that can do it. I can do
Absolutely.
It too, you know,
Absolutely.
I can do it. And then just start doing Yeah. Negative first, and then positive.
Yeah. And it's so important to be empowered. You know, we go mm-hmm. to doctors and psychologists mm-hmm. and psychiatrists, and there's absolutely a place for them in our mm-hmm. society, and amazing people doing great work. But it's challenging when it's like, oh, I need to go to this person to fix me, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to going inside. And I know that's what we're both about, empowering people so they feel that they can go inside and do their own work.
Now, do you tap on a daily basis?
I do.
You start the morning with a tapping. Do you do it in bed?
Or? You know, I don't think I'd do it in bed.
We could.
I probably need a better wake-up practice than I have now. It's usually like checking my email a little too quickly, you know.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you can absolutely tap in bed. Tapping before going to sleep is great, mm-hmm. you know, because you think a lot of times nightmares and just not sleeping well is all that stuff that's mm-hmm. built up during the day. So mm-hmm. we can tap before bed and just let go of the things that are happened. You know, it's hard to go to sleep if you're angry at something your boss said at 2 in the mm-hmm. afternoon, you've been carrying around all day. Doing the tapping then.
I think I'm going to try doing it when I first wake up.
Yeah.
See, I have this habit now of I bless my bed and thank it for a really good night's sleep.
Nice.
But I think I could put a little tapping in there.
I like it.
You know, this is all about what a wonderful day this will be.
Yeah.
And I'm in good shape and I'm fine.
Great, report back to us on how that goes. Yeah, yeah. For my personal experience with tapping is right when I first got into it, I used it a lot. Mm-hmm. I basically went to all the things in my past where I hadn't let go of, you know, it was the bad breakup that was still holding on to something. And I like to describe to people, because people go, well, it's in the past, but you know, there's a difference between some things in our past where there's just a memory. It happened and we learn the lesson and we move on.
It. But some of them, our bodies react.
That's it. You think about something and you're like,
frightened,
I'm still angry at that person I was angry about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I doing? And I tell people that you're carrying that anger every day, whether you think about it or not. It's affecting your cells. And, you know that, and that's really the work that happens, and you can hear your life going back and doing that work. I recommend that people, you know, beyond the list of things of, you know, if you have something with anxiety, here's the cause for it. The earlier part of the book where it really helps you explore the different things in your life, your relationships, you can use tapping along with that really well. So I did
that. To give you a percentage of the book.
Not necessary. You've done enough. And so I did a lot of work in the beginning, and then I got to the place where now, yeah, I'm always still tapping on things, but they're different kind of challenges.
Yes,
you know?
And then you tap with other people so much, too.
Yeah, and I think that helps.
And that benefits you also.
It does.
Also, I think every tapping benefits us.
It does.
I'm just learning about this, but I'm starting to...
To figure out how it all works.
Figuring it out.
Yeah, no, I do believe it makes a big difference. Most of the time when I tap on a daily basis these days, it's on procrastination.
That's, really?
Yeah, okay. When I find... You know, I used it for writing my book. Mm-hmm. It's so there's times when you're writing and it's flowing, and there's other times you're staring at the computer and you're saying, you know.
When you procrastinate, what do you usually do?
You know, I'll either do emails, which doesn't seem like procrastination, but it is, because I'm reading the same email 14 times and just staring at it, and or going online, reading news sites, you know, TV here and there.
But some people eat.
Yeah, I don't eat. You can use the tapping for that too.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So, but what I do is I'll be, you know, I'm staring at the computer and I don't want to work on this project or the book, whatever. And I'll say, even though I don't want to do this, I deeply and completely accept myself. Sometimes just that basic tapping will move it. And what I love about it is that if you do tapping for 5 minutes, you get to the place where you go, I'm either ready to go into this, or you recognize, no, I've been writing this book way too much. I need to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but usually what we do is we don't have any clarity on our decisions, so we say, well, if I go for a walk, I'm procrastinating. So we beat ourselves up for doing the exact thing that we need to do. Mm-hmm. Right? So I find the tapping just brings you to a place of peace, a place of clarity. Then you can make a better decision as to what to do.
Yes. Right. Yes. I think you could also go to the mirror and do a little tapping and say, what could I do right now to make you feel good, to make you happy?
I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Because we don't think about that. You know, we want life to make us happy.
Yeah.
But it's all in here.
Yeah.
And if you just think about it, what could I do right now to feel better?
Yeah. Beautiful. Any parting thoughts for our lovely audience out there?
Oh, love yourself and tap happy.
I couldn't have said better. Louise, thank you so much for having
me
in your
darling.
Beautiful home, and thank you for your time.
You're welcome. All is well.
Thanks, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I'll see you soon.
Bueno. Volvemos aquí. ¿Qué tal te ha parecido? ¡Ay, qué ejemplo maravilloso de vida es ella! Y como ella, tantas mujeres que están poniéndole el alma para que tengamos como mejores experiencias, mejores vivencias y una mejor relación con nosotras mismas. La técnica EFT la puedes utilizar para liberar tus miedos al amor, liberar esa sensación de escasez, ese miedo al fracaso, ese miedo al éxito. A veces no hacemos muchas cosas porque pensamos que no somos merecedoras de ese éxito o por temor a fracasar. Ese miedo a quedarte sola. Por favor, aquel que sea más importante para ti, donde sientas mayor energía, hazlo. Ya te vas a dar cuenta que son 5, 6, 7 minutos, hay algunos que son hasta de 3 minutos, absolutamente liberador. En resumen, ¿qué es la EFT? Es la técnica de liberación emocional en inglés, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. ¿Cómo funciona? Bueno, pues que te ayuda a nombrar aquello que está causándote un poco cortocircuito, a reconocer y a soltar. ¿Y cómo la puedes utilizar? Haciendo presión en tu cuerpo y hablando ese lenguaje de posibilidades. Te digo algo, yo soy una persona positiva y siempre me encanta cuidar mucho mi lenguaje. Con esta técnica aprendí que cuando nosotros nombramos aquel pensamiento que nos está paralizando, aquella idea que nos está a veces taladrando, aquel miedo, aquella dificultad, lo que estamos haciendo es ponerle nombre a aquello que queremos soltar. Y luego volvemos a decir incondicionalmente, aunque tengo este miedo, aunque tengo esta circunstancia, aunque tengo este peso dentro de mí, lo suelto y reconozco el amor incondicional que tengo conmigo. Me amo, me acepto profunda y completamente. Me encanta. En un minuto, por favor, escribe qué has descubierto con este video, qué aprendizaje útil te llevas. Y recuerda, aquello que escribes tienes el 90% de posibilidades de que realmente lo aprendas. ¡Un minuto! Luz, cámara, acción. Vamos al escenario, a la pista de baile, a probarlo por nosotras mismas. Bueno, muy bien. Te pido por favor que te regales 5 minutos de EFT antes de dormir. Te pido por favor que me dejes saber qué tal te sienta, cómo fluye en ti esos movimientos que vas a aprender. Cuando vas diciendo, me amo, me acepto profunda y completamente. Déjame saber qué tal te va. ¿De acuerdo? Nos vemos en el siguiente video, donde vamos a hablar de cuál es la práctica de poder, donde vamos a entrenarnos en este detox emocional y mental.